When we went outside, it was nearly morning. The sun still hadn't come up behind the buildings, but the birds were bawling like crazy. It had rained during the night, and now black puddles gleamed on the asphalt. Sergei took a noisy inhale and smiled.
I love it when it smells like that. Fresh. Moscow in the morning is a pure high.
I took a deeper inhale, too. You said it, especially when no one's around. He glanced at me and started laughing.
You should see yourself.
You should talk, I snarled half-heartedly.
Let's walk, he proposed. It's not very far.
That depends on the person. I still have to drag myself halfway across town.
Oh, come on. You can spend the night at my place. We have two guest rooms that are empty.
Okay, let's go. There's no one at my home anyway.
I'll feed you.
Let's go, let's go. Listen, what are we going to tell your mother?
She lives in another country.
Got it.
And has no plans to visit.
I get it. No more questions. The morning really was marvelous. The air felt so light, every once in a while I felt like I was about to take off. Actually, more than likely, it felt that way because of the insane night. I shouldn't smoke so much, I decided, or else I should switch to lights.
Look, Sergei said, the leaves are out on the trees.
For sure, I responded. They're busting out everywhere now.
It's spring, damn it.
A streetcar came rolling around the corner, jingling.
Look how early it is. Those streetcar workers ought to have a life, too. Where is it going at this hour? You know how I met Marina? Sergei asked.
How? I asked, even though I didn't want to.
On a streetcar.
Shut up. I feigned amazement. That's what you do sometimes, so you don't have to say anything, but you still find out what happened next.
It's true. I was running away from my bodyguards, and I hopped on a streetcar. It was pulling away from the stop.
Why is it you're constantly running away from them? He stumbled and looked at me.
Were you being followed 24 hours a day when you were 17?
I thought about that for a second, and all of a sudden had a very clear picture of the horror. You're probably right. So what happened on the streetcar?
I didn't know how to pay.